So here we are at the end of a long day, and this group is an extraordinary group because you came early, you stayed throughout the day, and you came back for another 2 hours with us. So true seekers, true light workers, and this intimate group, we are lighting a match for the planet right now. And boy, does it need it, right? So with that, I invite you to close your eyes and use this moment to return to the essence of your soul, the essence of your eternal soul. It's a flame that never goes out. A continual burning of light. The place where we can recharge our cellular structure when we give intent to connect with that essence of our soul. Where is it that your energy comes from? Where is it that the healing comes from? Where is it that the love emanates from? There is nowhere, because it is both inside and outside. It is that essence of your soul that exists everywhere and nowhere at the same time. And so the invitation is to let all the busyness of the thoughts in your mind dissolve away into the nothingness of the eternal soul. And from this place of the burning eternal flame, let us welcome in the final message from Kryon for this day.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon, of Magnetic Service. Questions have always been asked about the awareness of spirit, of the Creator. And what I mean by that is how much we know about you. And sometimes it's asked in a fearful way, like we would know too much. I would like to tell you, we know every soul here, every soul here. In other words, we know the essence of you. We know the love that you were born within, of the creative source. It may be interesting for you to think about that. We know everything you've been through. Those guides that you have that we've talked about even today, the ones who come in with you, in such an esoteric way that we can't even describe it. Since they're not physical and they're not really energy, they're something else. Something that hasn't even been studied yet. Something entirely spiritual. You might say they're in every piece and part of your DNA, and yet they stand aside as well. You might say that they're a field around you waiting to help. That doesn't help you much, because you think in four dimensions, very logical. But they're there, and so are we. You are never alone. And I said that to my partner. This will be the slogan, if you wish to have something that is marketing, on this entity called Kryon, which is not an entity at all. It's an energy of love. You are unique, each one. You come into this planet, you have biological differences. When you're raised, you have things implanted into you, which then become your subconscious, which then you have to work with, some positive, some not. And it makes you who you are, what you believe, how you believe, and how much you think about what you can do. You're born into a very modern culture with a very old way of treating humanity. How many of you can stand up and say, I have a lot of self-worth? And the answer is not that many. Or if you do, it's not really true. We can tell. We know. We know what you've been through, what you've been told. We know that you fight a battle if you were to stand up and state that to anybody, in a group especially, because you've been told to cool it a little. Because people will think that you're a little too much or perhaps a little too egotistical. And yet, there are those of you here who are giants of majesty in love. In this room, we know you. And you don't talk loud, and you don't talk much, but you love humans, all of them. And you've learned some things this lifetime, before that. We have three shamans in this group. We have a whole number of spiritual leaders, some on organized religion in the past. We have three nuns, not now, but in the past life. I think you know who you are. This is who is in this group. The chances are very high that this is not the first lifetime when you're discovering a spiritual overview that leads you into questioning yourself. How big really am I in the eyes of God? And the answer is enormous. I want you to know that. I want you to know that if you could really pull away the veil, that whoever you are, whatever age you are, whatever you think about yourself, we see you as one of the brightest lights that could be on the planet. Because we know that which you are learning and that which you are applying to everyday life. It's astonishing what you're not aware of. I could show it to you, but that doesn't work that way. I can tell you about it, and that's okay. You might say that spirit has rules. They're not as much as rules as an honoring of the process. And the honoring is this. You come into this planet with free choice. There's a reason for that. People have asked, well, what is the entire reason of life? Why are we living like we are living? Why does spirit do what it does? If I gave it to you, it would be in a language you couldn't understand. It would be illogical because you don't have a language of love. Oh, if you only knew that which goes on in this universe, in this galaxy, and how are you related to it? Oh, I'll tell you this. I'll give you a hint. This planet is increasing in light. It really is. It may not look like it right now. It is. Other planets have gone through what you are going through. Decisions, light and dark. What you'll tolerate, what you won't. What you really want on the planet and what you don't. That's where you are. But I'll tell you, the light that you strike here, called planet Earth, is measurable in consciousness by other planets, by other groups of planets, some of whom are very aware of you and are waiting for you to join a consciousness group who also understands what's going on. What you do here, specifically in the next 100 years, will change that which is what we'll call the light quotient of the galaxy. The more planets that go into that which is awareness changes the galactic framework, if you want to say. I'm trying to give you words that don't make sense because the language of spirit is not human. But love is. All this to say, you're really important. All of you. To what happens here, what happens to you, what happens next to you, and what happens eventually with those around you. Yes, I'm speaking of other planets. They've always been there. Do you really think that this is the only planet that developed life? Honestly, you really think that? When everywhere your scientists look in the galaxy, you have the same elements with the same processes. What are the chances in trillions of planets that one or two might have this happen? And the answer is it wasn't one or two. It was thousands have had this happen, called life. You always want to make them look strange and different and monstrous. What if most of them looked like you? Would that shock you? That the same process happened there as here, and it had a little push or a tweak like you did. That perhaps your DNA is not necessarily that of Earth. What if I told you that? That's getting a little too strange, perhaps. All in love. There is something else going on. It's big, and you're part of it. Can't you feel it? Old soul, can't you feel it? There are processes you have yet to discover that are wonderful and beautiful and will be seen, acknowledged, tested, and proven that have to do with your DNA. You have no clue. Medical experts, professionals, don't want to test the things that I'll tell you about. What if I told you that the energy of love and compassion affects your DNA? Your DNA, actually, the chemistry of your DNA has antennas on it. That's the best receptors on it. That's the best I can give you that you will understand. And that's not accurate. But let's say that you can visualize that and you can see that. And when love comes around and when compassion comes around, it starts to change not just your mind or your consciousness, it goes right into your chemistry and makes a change and gives you opportunities to change your own life, your own chemistry. It starts a process of cascading positive love if you want it to. You might receive it and reject it, not even know it. Because you weren't designed, you would say, in this life to do it, or somebody told you you couldn't. The worst one is when you have a spiritual guide who says you're not worthy to talk to God. That's happened too, hasn't it? But here's the truth. There are those processes within you that respond to esoteric things and start a process within you. Now, my partner alluded to it, but even he doesn't understand it. Perhaps you're here for the first time and you think all of this is nonsense. Give it a couple of years. Because if it's true, it festers. That's the best word I have. It attaches itself as true, love, compassion, kindness, and you can't get rid of it. And then you have the opportunity to let it grow or not. And if it does, it leads you to examination of yourself, perhaps. Why do I do this? Why do I do that? How can I improve this? How can I better be a better human being for those around me? It starts to go in that direction by itself. And you say, well, what is that? Is that some psychological process that I'm not aware of? And the answer is, no, it is not. It's a DNA process. What does DNA have to do with how you think? Everything. In 2012, the scientists made an interesting discovery. They discovered what the rest of the human genome did. Once they mapped the human genome, there was this mystery. They only saw 3%. It created the genes. What does the rest do? Over 90, what does it do? everything. It's responsible for who you are. It even includes your Akashic record. It's esoteric. It's splendor. It's all the things that you wish were you are there. And you don't know it yet. There is so much hidden in this old energy. But when it starts to change, things change for you. You have already experienced some minor shifts in your culture, and you have not celebrated it as though it were different. And yet it is. Hundreds and hundreds of years in your culture, a sameness was there of old energy and the way people worked and how they acted to each other, and the biases were always there. And suddenly, in your lifetime, it starts to change and shift. Have you noticed? What do you think about the Me Too movement? How long has that been going on? How long? And the answer is your grandfather, your grandfather's grandfather, your grandfather's father's grandfather. It never changed. Oh, but it did in your lifetime. Now, that ought to tell you something. People are starting to care more about each other. They're trying to make bias differently. And you'd say, well, good luck with that, because it's always been a certain way. Yes, it has. Watch it change. The world is starting to decide what it wants. And right now, it has a far higher level than it did when you were born. Did you notice? Did you feel it? Are you aware of it? This is the shift. You're magnificent. That's what love can do. The more love you can give and receive, the more you can love that which is yourself, not in an egotistical way, but in a way that says, I count. I hold a light. And I'm going to show my light by how compassionate I am. Because I am loved by God, I am loved by myself, I count. And if you can go to that place, dear ones, your DNA starts to shift. Because the love that you've come in with, called that Creator, starts to manifest even within your chemistry. And the first thing that happens is you start to realize you're living longer. And that's another story. Is it possible that consciousness can change lifespan? Ask a physician who works in an operating room about that one. And they will say it all depends on the attitude of the patient of whether they survive or not. They've watched those who are elders keeping themselves alive literally until their grandchildren will graduate from the school and then they pass. What does that tell you? Consciousness is in control of your chemistry. That's just number one of so many points that we have taught. But the big one, love chases away fear. Love chases away that which is the attribute of a person without self-worth. Compassion winds its way through your DNA in such an interesting way. And then one day you wake up and you say, I'm different. I feel different. I'm not afraid. I'm treating people differently. And I didn't study anything. And then they realize there's been a change, not just in how they think, but their very chemistry of their body. Living longer, being more healthy, all of these things controlled by you. And the control that you have, the king of that is love. Is there anything more I could give you than that which might save your life? And there are so many who don't believe it, or don't want to go there. And the guides will just stand next to you, if you want to call it that, and watch you even go into self-destruction. And they won't say a word until you ask, "Dear Spirit, what is it I need to know?" Do you have the courage to ask that tonight? Dear God, Spirit, all around me right now, what is it I need to know? And then be quiet. Instead of asking for this or asking for that or deciding you need this or that, you just let it go. Dear Spirit, tell me what it is right now I need to know. And then in the quietness that follows, your intuition eventually will start to poke certain places, and some of you won't like it. I told you I wanted to know that, but not that one. Don't go there. Get ready for it. But understand that that's pure truth. What is it you need to know? Might hurt. Might not be what you want to know. But believe me, some of these things will save your life. Because you ask, and because we love you. Blessed is the human being who has the courage to believe what they don't know and ask the question with pure intent about what should be theirs to know and what might help them the best right this minute. For these are the ones that are heroes of this age. These are the ones who will carry more light than any other. And there are a few in this room who know exactly what I'm talking about. Heroes in the making. The subject of the day. I could stay and tell you more. But sometimes you'll get into overwhelm. I just want you to know what we've been telling you. There are processes you're not aware of that center around that which you think is an emotion, and it is not. Love is not an emotion. It's a state of mind. It's a being. It's an energy that is divine and carries with it multidimensional energy that actually works in your DNA. That's the message. I'm crying in love with you all. And so it is.